What a day it's been. What an incredibly long, tiresome day. My days aren't unlike most of the other days. I wake up in the morning, I get my son ready, get myself ready, and I take the 30-minute drive, or as I like to call it, mad dash, into Utica, where I work. It seems like everybody wants to speed on the way into work. Except for me. I just don't want to go there, and I don't understand why people are driving so fast to go to a place they really don't want to be, unless they love their jobs or their jobs are very, very important. Me, on the other hand, I do this for a paycheck. And when I drop my son off at my mother's and I leave him there, I feel like he has this look on his face, staring over at me, wondering why I'm walking out the door, going to a place I don't want to go. And maybe it's more me than him, since he's only 1 year old and really doesn't understand, but it still hurts. It still tears at the heartstrings. When I get to work, I walk through those insurance companies' door, and I walk into my office, which is a cubicle, and look at my 47 emails that have graced my inbox. What I do here at work is I help people. I assist people with whatever questions they might have. And I work hard to get whatever they need done in an efficient time and manner. When I leave work, it's about 4:30. The sun is going down. The traffic hasn't reached a momentum yet, because I think people still get out at 5 o'clock. So I head home, I pick my son up at my mother's, I make dinner, I do the dishes, and then it's about 8 o'clock when my little one goes back to sleep. And we've only had a few minutes to really laugh and play with each other. And I long for the weekend ahead. And as I sit there and we say our prayers together, after I've brushed his little teeth and put his pajamas on, and I wait for him to fall asleep into a dreamland, it is only then that I start my homework and stay up till midnight, waiting for sleep until I can wake up the next day and do it all again.